侍奉必要的条件。李第五牧师主讲。第一讲，同心，侍奉必要的条件。今天的经文记载在旧约撒母耳上第14:4-15。约拿丹要从隘口过到腓力士防营那里去，这隘口两边各有一个山峰，一名波雪，一名西尼，一峰向北与密抹相对，一峰向南与加巴相对。约拿丹对拿兵器的少年人说，我们不如过到未受割礼人的防营那里去，或者耶和华为我们施展能力，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。拿兵器的对他说，随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必跟随你，与你同心。约拿丹说，我们要过到那些人那里去，使他们看见我们，他们若对我们说，你们站住，等我们到你们那里去，我们就站住，不上他们那里去。他们若说，你们上到我们这里来，这话就是我们的证据，我们便上去，因为耶和华将他们交到我们手里了。二人就是腓力士的防兵看见，腓力士人说，希伯来人从所藏的洞穴里出来了。防兵对约拿丹和拿兵器的人说，你们上到这里来，我们有一件事指示你们。约拿丹就对拿兵器的人说，你跟我上去，因为耶和华将他们交在以色列人手里了。约拿丹就爬上去，拿兵器的人跟随他。约拿丹杀倒腓力士人，拿兵器的人也随着杀他们。约拿丹和拿兵器的人起头所杀的约有20人，都在一亩地的半犁沟之内。于是在营中，在田野，在众民内，都有战惊，防兵与掠兵也都战惊，地也震动，战惊之势甚大。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们仍然打开我们刚才所读的圣经。
Let's open up the Bible, on the verses that we have just read.
我们今天早上思想的主题是同心。
This morning we're going to draw on the topic like-mindedness.
同心是在我们基督徒我们侍奉中不可或缺的一个条件。
Like-mindedness is one of the very important conditions for the Christians who are serving God.
不管你在福音的机构侍奉，不管你在教会侍奉，不管你在团契侍奉，我们必须要有同心的心智来侍奉。
This is whether we are serving in the Christian organization, in the church, or in a special group, we have to have the like-mindedness.
今天早上我们在思想这个题目同心的时候，
When this morning, when we discuss about this like-mindedness topic,
我们从三个角度来看，我们要怎么样来同心。
We read this like-mindedness from 3 aspects.
首先，我们看我们同心的根基是什么。
First, let us look at the basis for like-mindedness.
我们在什么条件之下，我们才能够同心？
And under what condition can we be like-mindedness?
我们的同心是建立在哪一个基础上面？
And what kind of foundation that builds up our like-mindedness?
首先我们看第14章第一节。
Let's read first chapter 14, verse 1.
这边讲有一日扫罗的儿子约拿单对拿他兵器的少年人说我们不如过到那边到非利士人的防营那里去 但他没有告诉父亲扫罗。
And it said here, chapter 14, verse 1, one day Jonathan, son of Saul, said to the young man bearing his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistine outpost on the other side. But he did not tell his father. And we see that Jonathan here, that he said in the Bible that he has a vision.
这个意象他跟他拿他兵器的这个人来一同分享。
And he shared his vision with the person that bears his arm.
同心的根基是建立在意象上面。
And the foundation of like-mindedness is built on the common vision.
我们看这个意象在分享的时候，他跟他最亲密的一个同工来分享。
And here he shared his common vision with one of his most close compatriots.
但是我们在这边看到很奇怪的，在第一节里面讲了一句话。
But we look here in chapter 1, there is a strange verse here.
但他没有告诉他的父亲。
And he said here that Jonathan did not tell his father.
也就是说，在约拿单在分享这个意象的时候，没有跟他的父亲提这个事情。
That means that when he shared his common vision with the armor bearer, he did not mention that to his father.
我不知道你觉得这是不是一个很奇怪的事情。
Do you think that is a very strange thing?
应当他跟他父亲应当报告这件事情，应当跟他父亲来分享这件事情。
Under normal circumstances, I would think that he would talk this out with his father and share this vision with his father.
但是我想，约拿单在这个时候分享意象的时候，他是拣选的分享的。
But I think that when he shared this vision with the armor bearer, he selectively sharing this vision.
因为他知道他。 神的灵已经离开了他的父亲。
Because he knew that the God Spirit has left his father.
我们知道后来他跟大卫在立约的时候讲过一句话。
And we know that when he set up the covenant with David, he said this thing.
他讲愿神在我们中间，我们两人之间结约。
And he said, may God be the witness of this covenant between you and me.
神怎么样过去跟我父亲同在，神也怎么样跟你同在。
And he told David that when what God has been with my father, now this be with you.
我想，Jonathan在讲这句话的时候，心里面非常的疼痛，非常的难过。
And I think when Jonathan uttered this words, his heart is very sorrowful.
他知道他父亲怎么样，神的灵已经离开了他的父亲。
And he knew about his father and how God's spirit has left his father.
所以他跟大卫立约，所以他不告诉他的父亲。
So he set up the covenant with David, and he didn't tell his father about this covenant.
因为他如果把这个意象跟他父亲分享的时候，神的灵已经离开了他的时候，他父亲一定会阻止。
Because if he ever told his father about this covenant with David, because the God Spirit has left Saul, Saul would definitely object to this.
这里给我们看到一个什么圣经的原则？
And here we learn a very important principle from the Bible.
怎么样应用在我们的侍奉上面？怎么样应用在我们的教会上面？
How this principle can be applied to our service to God and how it can be applied to our church.
这边讲到我们要首先跟有同神意象的人分享我们的意象。
First principle is that we have to share the vision with those workers, our co-workers with like-mindedness.
这样的话，我们的心可以坚固。这样的话，我们可以把神的意象怎么样，能够传播出去。
In this way, we can strengthen our hearts and we can spread the gospel with strength.
然后看神怎么样带领，我们再跟一层一层其他的弟兄姐妹来分享这意象。
And then we will learn how God has have this vision in us so we can share this vision with more and more people and bring more people to this common vision.
不是说我们在教会里面跟哪些人就不分享意象。
That does not mean that we do not share the vision with those people who does not have like-mindedness in the beginning.
而是这个分享意象好像雪球一样的是越滚越大，越滚越大，而集到外圈的人。
And this is just like a snowball effect that as it rolls down, it will attract more people and becomes bigger and so that this vision can be spread to other people too.
所以这看到我们同心的根基是在意向上面。
So we learn that the basis of like-mindedness is built upon a common vision.
不但是建立在意向上面，我们再看第二方面。
And this is not only built upon the common vision. Let us examine the second aspect.
我们看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
第六节里面，约拿单对拿兵器的少年人说
：“And in verse six, Jonathan said to his young armor bearer,
我们不如过到未受隔离的人防营那里去。
And come, let us go to the outposts of those uncircumcised fellows.
或者耶和华为我们施展能力。
Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf.
这个重新的意向不但是建立在重新的根基，不但是建立在意向上面，也是建立在神的工作。”神的荣耀上面。
And like-mindedness is not only built upon the common vision, but is built upon God's power and God's own work.
是建立在神的工作，在神的荣耀上面。
And is built upon God's work and God's glory.
你看到在这边约拿单讲了几次？第六节里面讲到耶和华，第十节里面讲到耶和华，第十二节里面也讲到耶和华，这是神的工作。
And in this various verses, verse 6, 10, and 12, it mentions the Lord and the Lord's work, because this is indeed the Lord's work.
我们要同工的话，不但是建立在一个意向上面，而且建立在神的工作，为了神的荣耀而怎么样？同心。
For us to be co-workers, effective co-workers, we have to build a common vision and also to build upon God's common program.
特别在第六节里面前半段，我想提醒弟兄姐妹几个字。
And I want to alert you about several words in verse 6.
约拿单对拿兵器的少年人说，我们不如过到未受隔离人的防营那里去。
And here Jonathan mentioned his young armor bearer said,come, let us go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised fellows.
未受隔离的人的营里面去。
And it particularly mentioned the outpost of those uncircumcised fellows.
约拿单用这几个字是立约的言语 ,covenant language.
And Jonathan used the covenant language to tell his co-worker.
因为立约几个字，他讲出这几个字来表示怎么样？神跟以色列人是立约的。
And why did he set this special words to his young armor bearer? Because it's the covenant that God has made with the Israelites.
所以他讲这句话有两种意义。
So when he said this words, there are two meanings.
第一个意义，它是一个等于是一个祷告一样的怎么样？神啊，我跟你是立约的人。
The first meaning is from the perspective of the prayer, because it's.It says, God, I am a person who would abide by the covenant.
所以这件事情是怎么样？是在立约的环境之下，为了你的荣耀，我们才去做的。
And this particular covenant was built upon God's glory. Because of that, we make this covenant and execute this.
另外一个意义，他当跟他这位同工在分享的时候。
And another meaning is that when he shared this common vision with the armor bearer.
我们是与神立过约的人。
And he said, this is because you and I have made the covenant with God already.
所以我们现在过去征战的是跟什么？跟没有立过约的人来征战。
So when we come over to the Philistines, we are going to fight with those people who have not made the covenant with God.
所以我们现在的征战，这个战争是一个怎么样？是耶和华我们元帅的这个征战，我们叫做圣战 Holy War。
So this particular fight, this war, is the war, is called a holy war because God is behind us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会服事，做什么事情要同心，也是要同样的方式。
Brothers and sisters, when we serve in this church, we have to have the same approach.
我们中间的人必须要有意向，看到了怎么样，神要怎么样带领这个教会。
We have to share this common vision, how God is going to lead us.
当我们要分享这个意向的时候，不是跟每一个弟兄姐妹们立刻就分享。
And when we share this vision, we're not going out non-selectively share this vision with everyone.
先跟神在这个地方呼召出来的同工，是有神的灵同在的人，先跟他们分享。
We have to share with those co-workers who have the same common call by God, those workers first.
绝对不能够跟那个神的灵已经离开的人先分享。
We cannot share this vision with first with those people whose God spirit has left them.
然后慢慢慢慢的像雪球一样的广集到整个的教会这个意象怎么样，成为一股力量为神来做工。
And slowly, when we spread this this vision, then it's just like a snowball is going to gather more momentum.
不但我们是建立在意象上面，是建立在神的工作、神的荣耀上面。我们做的征战是一个圣战 Holy War.
And it's not only we build upon this our service upon common vision, but we have to treat it like a holy war because God's glory is behind us.
我们提到扫罗这个很不幸的人。
And now we mentioned about Saul, the one who has left God.
扫罗的征战是刚好，扫罗的工作是刚好是跟我们所讲的是相反的工作。And
the work of Saul is exactly opposite of what we have just talked about.
我们看一下第24节14章。And
let's look at verse 24.
这是打了仗了之后回来的时候的情况。
And that's when the war was over, and when they come back, and that is what Paul did.
这边讲到，扫罗叫百姓起誓说，凡不等到晚上向敌人报完了仇，吃什么的，必受咒诅。And
Saul has bounded the people under an oath and saying, "Cursed be any man who eats food before evening comes."
扫罗怎么样，在打完了仗，打完了大胜仗之后，做了一件很愚蠢的事情，他起了一个咒。
And what did Paul do? He did a very silly thing because after the great war, the great battle, he did this, he made this particular oath.
这个咒谁都不知道，他从自己的mind，自己的心思意念里面就起了这么一个咒。
And this this oath come from nowhere, just happened to his mind, he just make this particular oath.
他就叫大家怎么样，打完仗之后都禁食。
And what did he say? After the war, he made this oath that as nobody eats any food before evening.
中文我们在这边翻的，凡不等到晚上向敌人报完了仇的，吃什么的，必受咒诅。中文是这样翻。
And the English version, it says, "Cursed be any man who eats food before evening comes, before I have avenged myself on my enemies."
英文 NIV, 你仔细听的话，原文的话应当这样翻。
And the original verse of this in NIV, it says this.
凡不等到晚上，等我向我的敌人报完了仇的，吃什么的，必受咒诅。这里面加上两个我字在里面。And
in this, the English version, which is slightly different from the Chinese version, that there are two words concerning a particular Paul, the Saul.
这边讲到等我向 我的敌人报完了仇。
And it says twice here, before I avenge myself on my enemies.
这两个重要的我字，中文把它忽略掉了。
And the Chinese version has left out the importance of these two words concerning I.
有什么分别呢？
And what is the difference?
扫罗的征战是为了他自己，是为了对付他自己的敌人，他是在 personal war, 个人的征战。
Why is this? Because Paul regarded this as his personal war, this particular war as his personal war and his own personal enemies.
弟兄姐妹们，什么时候教会的工作如果变成是一个个人的工作的话，怎么样？就是变成扫罗了。And
dear brothers and sisters, whenever the work become a personal work, then we all become like Saul.
弟兄姐妹，有一天如果你们的牧师怎么样，是做的工作是为了他自己的工作，为了他自己的荣耀的话，你们就不需要跟他同心。
And dear brother and sister, if one day the pastor did the thing all for himself, then I think we should not be of like-mindedness with him.
所以说我们建立同心的根基不但在意象上面，而且是建立在神的工作上，神的荣耀上，是做一个，是打一个 holy war.
So dear brothers and sisters, our faith is not built upon a common common vision. Our like-mindedness is built upon God's glory, God's program, because it's a holy war.
在圣经中就有很多人物中间，我非常喜欢约拿单这个人。And
among the people in the Old Testament, I like Jonathan this person very much.
多少时候，在我一生服侍神的道路中间，有很多艰难的决定，我要做决定。
And many times in my service to God, I have to make very difficult decisions.
这个艰难的决定不是我的同工，不是甚至于不是我的妻子可以帮助我做的决定。
And some of the difficult decisions I cannot share with my co-workers, not even my wife.
那时候我就想到约拿单所做的决定。
At that time, I would think of the decision that made by Jonathan.
你没想到约拿单这个人做人多难。
Have you thought about how difficult Jonathan's position is?
一面是他的父亲，他父亲神的灵已经离开了他，但是他还要怎么样？孝顺他，还必须要听他父亲的话。
You know how difficult Jonathan is. At one point, his father, God's spirit has left him, and yet he has to like a son to serve his father.
一面他看到了大卫这个人有神的灵高的一个人。
And on the other hand, he sees that God's spirit is definitely upon David.
你看这个约拿单他怎么样做人？
And what kind of decision, what kind of difficult situation Jonathan is in?
如果圣灵不是与约拿单同在的话，
If the Holy Spirit is not with, Jonathan,
他第一个要杀的就是大卫。
I think the first one he has to eliminate is David.
因为怎么样，扫罗他的父亲 过去之后，他的王位自然是传给他自己。
Because if his father Saul passed away, his kingship would pass onto him.
而现在他看到神的灵在高大卫的时候，大卫是跟他抢王位的一个人了。And
he knows that as watch as the God Spirit is upon David, David is the person who is going to struggle with him upon this this kingdom when his father passed away.
当在外面打仗的时候，约拿单还是要怎么样？还是要帮助大卫呢？还是要帮助他的父亲呢？
And when he goes out to war, he has a difficult choice, whether he's going to help his father Saul or his friend David.
哎，我觉得约拿单真是一个聪明的人，充满了神的智慧。
And I think Jonathan is a very is a person with full of wisdom, full of God's wisdom.
大家，我看到了神的灵与大卫同在。
And he sees that God's spirit is with David.
所以我的责任，我是一定要跟大卫家一定要立约。
So he said, since God's Spirit is with him, I have to set up the covenant with the house of David. And God's Spirit has left his father. And when his father goes to war, I have to stand by him.
所以他知道神的灵离开了他的父亲，他父亲会战死的话，他也一定会必须要站在他旁边。怎么样？战死。
And he knows that when his father goes to war and God's spirit is with him and he's going to be killed, and yet he stands by his father because he knows that he is to be killed too.
但是他不愿意失去神给他的福分。
But he is not willing to give up the blessing that God has given him.
所以我们看到在第二十章里面，撒母耳记上的时候，他跟大卫两次立约，在这里流泪的立约。
So we see that in the First Samuel that twice that he set up the covenant with David with tears and with great sorrow.
Oh, 他跟大卫讲，假如我死了之后的话，
and he told David, if I die,
耶和华从地上剪除了你的仇敌的时候，
and when Jehovah has eliminated all your enemies,
剪除你仇敌的时候，你永不可向我家绝了恩惠。
And when you eliminate the, all your enemies, please have mercy upon my house.
立了一次约，第二次又抱住了大卫立约。
And one time, not only one time, the second time, he hugged David for the second time to set up this covenant.
他讲怎么样？他讲我们在耶和华的名面前起誓，愿耶和华在你跟我中间，并你跟我的后裔中间为证。
And he said, may God's spirit be with us when we make this covenant and be the witness between you and me.
我想他跟他立完约之后，他就没有再见到大卫了。And
I think after he set up this covenant, he has not seen David since.
他知道他自己的责任，他应当怎么样做儿子的，死在他父亲的旁边。He
knows that his duty is to be with his father, and he knows he's going to die.
所以我们看到撒母耳记上的时候，结束的时候是个凄惨的结束。
That's why we see that the end chapters of 1 Samuel is a very tragic ending.
当扫罗怎么样？扫罗战死的时候，上面讲三个儿子中间约拿单死在他的旁边。
And we see that when when Saul died, one of his son, namely David, died by his side.
哦，我想到约拿单这个人，他怎么样？要做这个决定，多难的决定。
And when I think of Jonathan, what kind of difficult decision he has to make?
尽了人子的责任，尽了怎么样？尽了神仆人的责任。
And he has set, fulfilled both the son's duty and God's the duty of God's servant.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在教会服事的时候。
And dear brothers and sisters, when we serve in this church,
我们如果有意向，我们要向前奔走的时候。
When we have the common mission to go forward,
你需要做一个决定。
And at that time, you have to make a decision.
到那个时候，你想我们要做怎么样决定？是什么样我们才能够做这个决定呢？
And at that time, we will ask, what kind of decision are we going to make?
你要看这个分享意向的人是不是有神的灵跟他同在。
And we have to read whether this a person who shared a common vision with us, whether God's spirit is with him.
你要看分享意向的这个工作是不是一个 holy war 为了神的工作神的国度而不单单是为了美德教会
and you have to think about this person whether he's when he shared a common vision with you whether he has God's concept in him whether he has this urgency of this common this vision of God's work not only for the Somerset Church but for God's kingdom
我们还要看第三方面是一个同心的一个根基
And the third thing that we have to look at what is the basis of this like-mindedness.
我们看第六节最后一段。
And let's read verse 6.
我们看到最后一段讲第六节的，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
And the second part of the verse 6 it says very poignantly, nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
这个同心的根基不但是建立在意向上面，不但是建立在 holy war 是不是为神的工作上面，而且是建立在信心上面。
The basis of this light-mindedness is not only built on vision, it's not built only on the feeling of the common war, but it's based on faith.
不是在乎人耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少，信心的功课。
And it is said, nothing can hinder God from saving.Whether by many or by few. This is a lesson. This is a particular lesson in faith.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们要学习的同心的根基。
And this is what we have to learn about this basis for being like-mindedness.